These two things are destroying more futures than anyone else. These two things actually stop people from realizing their full potential. What are those two things? That's exactly what we're going to speak about in today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast. It is great to be with you today. You know, this podcast has been inspired by many of those in the community reaching out to me saying, Chad, I have this thing or I have this thing. And oftentimes it is one or the other, but they accompany each other most perfectly. And what they do is prevent you from getting to where you want to be. And what are those two things? Those two things are fear and discouragement. Fear and discouragement will prevent you from getting where you need to be. And I want to unpack that here for a moment and specifically give you five things that you need to do in order to overcome the fear and discouragement that's currently hindering you. But before I do that, let me just redefine what TK shared with me when it comes to fear. Fear is false expectations appearing real. Think about that for a moment. False expectations appearing real. There are so many things that we fear. And we fear the, we vision a particular outcome happening because of it. And in many cases, 90% of the time, that doesn't even happen. So we live in this state of fear, which is completely debilitating. And when we subscribe to those false expectations appearing real, then it leads into the discouragement. It leads into us thinking that, oh my goodness, where am I at? What am I going to do? And it really beats us up and prevents us from living the life that we know we were destined to live. So you say, okay, Chad, what then can I do to make sure that I don't live in that fearful state, that I don't subscribe to the discouragement that is so easily, it's so real around us right now? You think about, and you've heard me talk about this all the time, we match people's energy. We match people's energy in 3 minutes or less. All the time, people are giving us that energy of discouragement, that energy of, doubt, all of those things. You know, I have my oldest daughter has an Instagram page. It's Ray Moore. And it's just a phenomenal page. I encourage everyone to subscribe to it. Why? Because she's full of positive energy and hope. And let me just describe for a moment what that page is, that Instagram page. It's ITSRAEMOORE. It's Ray Moore. Now, what it is this. She's been put in, a fairly difficult circumstance. And what I mean by that is my daughter and her amazing husband, they have my amazing daughter too, but they have two children. And obviously my grandkids and they lived in an apartment adjacent to the property that Cassie and I live on. And so we saw our grandchildren every day. We saw our daughter every day and her husband. And it was phenomenal because they were so close in proximity. Well, we live in Southeast Idaho in the United States. And he got accepted to dental school in Puerto Rico. So they left the United States. Well, they left Puerto Rico is obviously a territory, but they moved clear out to Puerto Rico where they speak Spanish and it's a completely different world. So my daughter started sharing her experience moving to Puerto Rico, and she shared it with such optimism and hope as she's learning Spanish. She shared it with such optimism and hope that all of a sudden she has tens of thousands of subscribers because people want that optimism and hope. That's what people are looking for. You know, if she got on her Instagram every day and said, Spanish is hard, I'm away from family, I'm lonely, tune in tomorrow for more of this. No one would listen. But she laughs and she smiles and she dances her way through her challenges and difficulties. And people love it. People want more of it. And they're like, yes, because the reality is everyone is going through difficult times. Everyone's going through difficult times. And Reagan is a beacon of light for so many people because they look at her and said, wow, she has two young kids. Her husband's studying and in school all the time. She's having to learn Spanish. She can't even go to the pharmacy and communicate unless she learns Spanish. And so she's like, I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to love this. And people are following her in droves because they want to feel of that. They want to feel the hope and optimism. So as I unpack the five things that can help you achieve success like Reagan has with Instagram or other people around you. And by the way, many people listening will think to themselves, oh, she's having so much success or he's having so much success. Oh, and then it feeds to their discouragement. Well, by the way, that fear of you're not achieving, that fear that you're not accomplishing what you'd hope to accomplish is really holding you back. So I say they people have come up to me and said, Chad, I'm, and they describe their situation, seeking counsel, seeking guidance, and it is fear or discouragement that's really debilitating. So let me just share five quick principles, five quick important things that you need to remember to overcome discouragement and fear so that you can live the future that you were destined to live. One of happiness, hope, and optimism, okay? Number one is this. You need to connect with encouraging people. That's number one. Connect with encouraging people. And I'm not just saying say hello. I'm saying connect. Have conversations with encouraging people. That principle of energy is real. And if you are intentional about connecting with encouraging people, that single point there, and I said, I know I told you guys I had five, but that single one can be absolutely game changing in avoiding discouragement and a fear. And I know you've all heard so much about my beautiful wife, Cassie, and I talk about her all the time. Why is that? Because Cassie is the single greatest blessing in my life because she is that to me every single day. She is that to me. And so I'm connecting with her and she's encouraging. She's positive. She's optimistic. And so think about people in your life that have that positivity, that optimism, that excitement for life. And those are the people you have to be encouraged or you have to be connecting with. Too many of us spend too much time connecting with people that are the opposite of that. Now, by the way, I'm not suggesting for even 1 minute that all of a sudden you just start going through your friend pool and you start unfriending them, literally. You know, you walk up to them and say, sorry, you didn't make the cut, goodbye. You know, but what I am saying is make sure you are connecting enough with that those positive individuals. And so for me, as I have said, Cassie is that tremendous source of strength for me, so I'm connecting with her all the time. I have the opportunity to work very closely with an exceptionally successful wealth manager, and I watch him and his spouse, and the way they connect with each other also is that positive energy that is real, that is pushing you out of those pits of discouragement, out of those pits of fear, every single day. Okay, that's number one. Number two is this. Sometimes when you are thinking about where you want to go. Now, those of you that subscribe to the Speak and Get What You Want Academy know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to having a plan in place that not only has a plan and the destination clearly articulated, but you have smaller goals to help you along the way. So number two is you do need to have smaller steps in your drive to achieve your bigger goals, because too often you have the bigger goal, but you don't have the smaller steps along the way. And it becomes discouraging because you feel like you're not moving as fast and as quickly as you'd hope, right? Like Dan Sullivan in his book, The Gap and the Gain, he talks about we are so quick to look at the gap of where we've come, but we don't really subscribe to the gain and or notice the gain of what we've achieved. And the reality is understanding the difference between the gap and the gain comes when you set those smaller goals, right? So you have the bigger goals and then you have the smaller one. And like I said, those who subscribe to the Academy know exactly what I'm talking about there. But keep in mind, you need to do that. You have your bigger goals, but make sure you have the smaller ones to get you along the way, right? And then number three, change your state physically. Change your state physically. That means get up and go for a walk. That means get out of the office. That means get away from the computer. Whatever it is that's causing you for a moment to drop into those depths of discouragement, those pitfalls, pull yourself out physically, and you'll be stunned at what you want to do. Going back to Cassie will say, Chad, let's go for a walk, right? And so you change yourself physically, and it can really change your state of mind, okay? Number four, very powerful. Number four, extremely important, okay? Shift your focus. Shift your focus. Like I'd mentioned before, when we start focusing on the gap, we often focus on what we don't have, what we haven't achieved. Shift your focus in what you do want or what you do have and what you have been blessed with and where you have come. And you start shifting your focus in that regard, you'll be stunned at the change of your mental state. Because all of a sudden you've gone from, I don't have this, I haven't accomplished this, I'm struggling with this, and you start listing those, to, I can't believe I have this, I've done this, you know, and you start counting and focusing on what you've accomplished, what you do have, what you have been blessed with, and it is powerful. I know we talked about this in last week's episode, the power of gratitude is in essence what we're talking about there. The most successful people I have met. Now, I'm not just saying the wealthiest or, you know, because success isn't always measured in your bank account. Success is measured in your life. And the most successful people I have met have the ability to shift their focus. And number four, shift your focus on the things that really matter, on the things that you've been given, on the gain that has occurred in your life. And you're not always focused on the gap. And that also goes back to principle one, because if you are around encouraging people, they too have that ability to shift that focus. So make sure when you find yourself falling into that fear and discouragement trap, that you do remember number four, that, okay, do I need to shift my focus? Do I need to focus on what I do have and not focus on what I maybe haven't accomplished or maybe don't have yet? Okay, now number five, this takes discipline and it can be challenging, but it is powerful when leveraged, and that is this: reframe your setbacks. And what I mean by that is you haven't failed, you're simply being redirected. Some people think to themselves, I've tried this so many times and I keep failing. No, you haven't kept failing. It's giving you the opportunity to be directed. And so reframe your setbacks and don't use the word, I have failed. And you start doing that self-talk that can be destructive, that can take you deeper and deeper down that hole of discouragement and fear. You reframe your setbacks, knowing that you're not going to be perfect, knowing that you are going to stumble, knowing that you are going to have struggles. However, they are part of your journey. You're getting better, you're improving, and you are being directed in a way that's going to help you even accomplish greater, even greater goals, accomplish even greater things in your life than you even thought possible. And I can just use when my wife Cassie and I were relocating to Southeast Idaho, the home that we were hoping to buy, we were so excited for this home, fell through. The owners, it didn't work. The appraisal came low. And anyway, I won't bore you with the details, but the reality is the home didn't come through. We had nowhere to go. It was during that COVID time where every home was selling quickly in Southeast Idaho. It was exceptionally difficult to find a home. And we had that feeling of, oh my goodness. Now, I was starting to get discouraged, but going back, Cassie's like, it's all going to work out. It's going to work out. She's like, maybe we move to Hawaii for a year, you know, and done these things out. And it was encouraging. And she never for a moment said, oh, this is terrible. This is awful. But what happened? Well, we found another home that's been absolutely perfect, 20 minutes away in a totally different community in Southeast Idaho. But it has been a massive blessing for our family. The first home fell through. We thought we had failed. We had already sold our home in Gilbert, Arizona. We had already had all of our stuff packed up. We were already. And yet things didn't seem to be going our way. But in reality, we were just being directed to where we needed to be. When things don't go your way, reframe. Number five, reframe that setback, because in many cases, you're just being directed to where you need to be. There's something that you just needed to learn. Reframe that setback and watch what happens. Do not allow discouragement. Do not allow fear occupy your mind. Now, I'm not saying that we live in a world where we're like, oh, I don't have fear. I don't have discouragement. Of course you do. However, the decision to wallow in it, the decision to stay there is up to you. So when you sense it coming on, when you feel that that fear is entering into you, when you feel that discouragement is starting to take hold of you, remember, connect with encouraging people. Make small goals to accomplish the bigger goals that you have and want. Change your state physically. Change your state physically. Go for a walk. Go somewhere. Change your state physically. Number three. Number four, shift your focus. Shift your focus on what you have rather than what you don't have. And then five, reframe those setbacks. You may not have gotten the home you wanted. You may not have gotten what you thought, or you ended up where you thought you should be, but buckle up, because you're going to find yourself in an even better place. Do not let discouragement, do not let fear stop you from accomplishing great things. Each of you and everyone listening to this has tremendous things to accomplish, to impact so many. Don't let fear and discouragement stop you from letting that happen. This is such an important thing to remember. Work on it. It's something we have to work on every single day. Now go work on it. Stay out of those traps. Have a tremendous day. Bye now.